reading in Luke chapter 9. If you got your Bible, want to look with me there. Luke chapter 9 in the scripture. I appreciate what's done been said in the script, in the word tonight, and the help of God and prayer time and the good song of the unseen hand of God. And boy, these are some hard scriptures, I think, to most of us. Boys, I'm telling you, I studied on this afternoon a while, and I have to ask myself as I read this, where am I at in this scripture? I found myself, thank God, lacking. And I'm honest with you tonight that it humbled my heart to realize that when God saved me, there was a great desire to do anything God told me to do. And the brethren is still there, but there's more battle tonight, it seemed like, than when I was young. Amen. Me and my wife, thank God, have been married, and then we got saved. I got saved, she got saved. And brethren, it just lit my heart up like a fire. God put in my soul to testify and witness. And seen some people saved, come to the church house, and then God opened the door here 32 year ago this month. And brethren, I was on a stirred for God. Didn't matter what anybody thought about it. But here I'm 32 years later, and I think I know more about Him. But I wonder if my zeal has been affected by my age. And I feel like God's given me zeal, and I pray for it. Amen. But I want it to be the right kind, and I want God to help me in this walk. Now, brethren, listen. Jesus said in chapter 9 of Luke 57 verse, He said, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And the answer Jesus gave him was, and Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And then he said unto another, follow me. Notice that, follow me. He didn't tell him where he was going. He just said, follow me. And brethren, he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And then the next verse says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking bad is fit for back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And so he looks like twice here in this, he dealt with family. He dealt with his dad there. He said, let me go first bury my father, and then he's talking about going back to his home and bidding them farewell. And Jesus said, and the man never did plow. He didn't say the man plowed and looked back. He just put his hands to the plow and looked back. He never plowed. He only looked back. He never did go. He never did act upon what Jesus said. And brethren, I'm telling you this tonight. When I look at this thing and Jesus said, follow me. And here's the question I ask myself today. Am I a follower of Christ? And brethren, listen. Thank God, just listen. We've got so much churchianity today that people follow the church. They follow the doctrines of the church. They follow things that they do in the church. When it comes down to it, Jesus never come. And I'm not trying to, thank God, to upset anybody, but Jesus never come. Amen. To start a denomination. God, friend, I'm telling you. He come, thank God, to save people for Him to follow Him. And I'm telling you, he had more than 12 followers. He had a multitude of following him where he went. And if you read the Bible, if you read it any at all, amen, there's some men and women that followed him. Amen. Mary Magdalene was probably as close to him following him as any of the others. Thank God, even Peter had said he followed afar off. Amen. Thank God, he is still in sight. Amen. But brethren, I'm saying tonight, thank God, this thing of following him. And he's not going to tell you where he's going to take you. Amen. You'll have to follow him where he takes you. And I'm telling you this tonight, we've already, listen, we're so living a comfort zone, and we, thank God, we don't suffer no persecution in this day. Amen. We don't face things the way they face it. Amen. Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds have nests. Amen. If you're going to follow me, you might not have a good place to sleep. Amen. For I don't even have a place to lay my hand. I come to do the will of God. And I believe, friend, tonight, thank God, we've got to the place that we've got to have everything just in convenience and in order before, amen, we follow him. And brethren, listen, that ain't the way it ought to be. Amen. Thank God, friend, there's some uncomfortableness and there's some persecution in there. Thank God, some people that ain't going to like what you do. I remember when God saved me, brother, and there wasn't some people that liked it. Amen, buddy, I'm telling you, I told them exactly what he done. Amen, and I told them I did. I said, listen, you got to get saved like this. Amen. And if you don't, you go to hell. That's right. And brother, then upset the apple cart around there. Amen. And I'm glad, thank God, God turned the table on it and saved some of them. And brother, that's what it takes. Amen. And the gospel's got to afflict you before it'll heal you. Thank God. And it's going to have to get you sick before you'll call the doctor. And he didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. But any of us have fallen him. And brother, and I'm telling you, he'll lead you. If you're his tonight, you're going to be led by him. He don't have disobedient children without dealing with them and without talking to them. And I know he's long-suffering tonight. He is on me. But I'm telling you, if there's anything tonight, brother, listen, I've told unto God, my friend, I've followed too much stuff. It ain't new, no good. Amen. Amen. I've followed the sports world. And I've been an avid sports fan. I ain't got down through the years. I ain't in it as much as I was. But still, I keep a little eye on it. Amen. It's just something I've followed down through the days. And brethren, people follow NASCAR. And they follow, amen, listen, all these things. But brethren, Jesus called us to follow him. And I wonder tonight, are you following him? Amen. Are you a follower of his? Thank God, when you follow him, everything else is excluded. It ain't that you following him and somebody else. And that Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. It wasn't Paul was trying to get disciples. It wasn't he was trying to get somebody to follow him. But it was getting to follow him because he is following Christ. And that's where it's at. It ain't following the preacher. It's following the God the preacher knows. And brethren, it's a personal thing between you and him. Thank God, I can't tell you what the will of God is for your life, but he can. And the only way you know is he tells you, amen. And I'm telling you, friend, this ain't a one-man show in the house of God. It's Jesus Christ and his disciples, amen. And what Jesus say, go out and make disciples. A disciple's a follower of Christ. It's somebody that's Christ-like. And brethren, we ought to follow him tonight. He's the, thank God, the one, amen, that said, follow me. And we're not doing too good at it. Amen. We're doing everything else. And we're trying to put the name of God to it. And we ought to seek him first and let him lead us. Amen. Get in where he's at. Hey, when he said, follow me, he said, get after me and go the way I'm going. And if you won't know what he's doing, hey, God, it don't take long to read the Gospels and see the life he lived. Amen to God. And I'm telling you, he'll lead you. Amen. In the same way. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I don't care what anybody says. I can throw me out tonight. Praise God. He ain't changed. I tell you, the Baptist church has cut their hands off of God and they don't believe nothing no more. All they got's a sermonette. Amen. To a bunch of little Christianettes and go back to the house. Thank God, watch their TV set. Amen. That's about where we at. It's sad, but it's true. We don't see much in the house of God. I read that chapter of Corinthians today. And brethren, listen. Thank God, he gave gifts to men. Them were spiritual gifts. Amen. Them were gifts he gave to the church. He gave us the gift of God in Christ. And brethren, we ought to be seeing something because
because we're following the Messiah. Amen. Listen. They followed him. They saw him fed 5,000. Amen. Listen. Amen. I know he's not here in body today, but he's here in spirit today. And why can't we see some things from him? If we follow him, you're going to see the hand of God move. You know why we can't? I'm going to tell you why. It's Joel Height problem. It's carnality. It's not being consecrated. It's not having the mind of Christ. It's not being attentive. It's not being instructed. Listen, friend. Listen. If you're going to be a follower of his, you got to be willing to be taught by him. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about the ministry of the gospel. It's about humbling ourselves. Hey, God, you'll never do anything for God until you come humble before him. It's a spirit of humility. Brother, I'm telling you, we got so much pride. It's me. I know this. Hey, friend, we know nothing if we think we know anything. And brother, that's just getting in where he's at and letting him lead and guide us. Amen. It might not be what the brethren think, but I'm telling you this, Brother Hobson. Amen. When you get in with him, ain't gonna let's go with him. There'll be some people, amen, that count you off. And they'll say, why are they doing this? Listen, I'm telling you, listen to me. The only people that ever changes anything is somebody believes him, follows him, and don't care what the public opinion is. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, I'm this tired. I'm this tired of all the wrestlings around in this day is sad. And people trying to figure God out. Amen. And explaining away biblical truths. Brethren, and this truth tonight. Listen, you can't put this Bible together. It's already been put together. Everything runs, thank God, together. Amen. Thank God they've denied election of God in this Bible. And my friend, they'll cut you off if you preach anything about the sovereignty of God. Brethren, listen. If he ain't sovereign, ain't nobody sovereign. Amen. He's only one sovereign God, and that's the Lord God. And brethren, I'm telling you this, if you don't believe it, that's up to you. But I'm telling you, he's in charge of everything. Everything we go through, everything. I never would be saved tonight. I never would be called tonight. I never would be preaching tonight had it not been him. Ain't God that called me. And brethren, he called you. If you're saved, it's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus said, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, and have ordained you. Amen. To bring forth fruit. He set that thing up, brethren. Amen. And I'm telling you this, it's the way it is tonight. Hey, hey, thank God if a man gets saved, it's because he got saved by grace tonight. Amen. That's right. And then there's the responsibility of man. Every man's responsible to God and the light God shined on him. Bible said they're without excuse. I'm not saying nothing else but what the Bible says. Thank God. Without excuse, mankind, brother tonight, they have no excuse before God. And mankind is accountable to God. And brethren, if they don't see that, they'll never respond to the call. You're going to have to be responsible. And the Holy Ghost turn the light on in you and let you see, thank God, who you are and who he is. And what Christ did. And brother, that's him the 900%. He done it all, thank God. He cried, it is finished. And everything he come to do, he done it. And he finished the work. Amen. Listen, you get a hold of this tonight, Jacob. Amen. Everything he came to do, he did. It's already done. He ain't going to do nothing else. He ain't going to add to it. He ain't going to take away from it. Everything he did, thank God's finished tonight. It's on the table tonight. It's done tonight. And you can have it tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. You say, what do I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. amen, repent toward God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And both of them's a grace and a gift. No man can repent unless God gives him grace. No man can believe unless God gives him faith. That's a gift tonight. You don't have it. Amen. Ain't nothing God except a man. He accepts what the Son of God did. The offering's already been given. You don't offer God nothing. He's already offered his Son. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And he didn't give a tenth neither, praise God. He gave all. Amen. People so caught up in this religious scheme today. Oh, brother, we got to give a tenth. No, God wants you to give everything. We ain't just talking about money, praise God. He wants you to give everything. Jesus gave everything. Amen. Listen, that's up to you tonight. You want to plant sparingly, that's what you'll reap. If you want to plant bountifully, that's what you'll get. That's just a book, friend. He keeps the records. Amen. How does that work? I just don't know everything about it, but I do know, praise God, what I sow, what comes up. What I plant, it comes up. What I give, that comes back. It's going to be more back than what I give. That's the way God works. It might not always come with money, but it'll come back to you. It will come back to you. Listen, thank God he sowed. Amen. Thank God he gave himself. He gave his seed. Hey God, he was. Thank God the seed of the woman and came in this world. Thank God and died, friend. Amen. Because he died, I live. That's it. He died that I might live. He rose again, thank God, to justify me. He's a risen Lord. Hey, friend, you wouldn't be saved tonight had he not saved you. Amen. Thank God that's real tonight. It's him tonight. Thank God. Brother, if you don't believe that, thank God you'll never get in. Brother, son, he did not try to save anybody. He never has tried to save anybody. Listen to me tonight. He didn't look up to Zacchaeus and said, if you want to come down, he said, Zacchaeus, come down.
That's exactly right, Richard.
He said, stretch forth thy hand. He didn't say if you want to. Son, the day he laid into you and got a hook in you, thank God the pull was God. Amen. You never had felt it before. You never had felt that pull before. Amen. You might have sat in a church building somewhere else, but there was a day, it don't matter where you was at, something got a hold of you. It got a hold of you. Amen. It pulled on you. Amen. I mean, he, thank God, brought you in. Amen. When Peter threw the net, amen, the net, thank God, amen, got fish in it. And brother, they drug it in. Amen. 153. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, thank God, if you're going to follow him, amen, you better know you're in. Amen. You can't follow him unless you're one of his. But I'm telling you, if you are his, amen, somebody ought to know you are. I'm going to tell you, they'll say he's following the teachings of the Nazarene. He's following the teachings of that who they call Messiah, the Lord Jesus. He even said when Peter stood at the fire, son, he said he's one of them. That's right. See, he's one of them. Peter said, I know not the man. They said, no, he's one of them. Amen. He even cursed and said, I know him. He's one of them. Amen. I tell you how you know. Amen. I tell you how you know one of them. Amen. They'll repent. Amen. Thank God Peter went out and wept bitterly because he denied Christ. Amen. But then he said to him, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me? Amen. He said, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Well, I like the third time he said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And Peter, thank God, poured his heart. He said, Lord, thou knowest all things. That don't mean amen. He knows everything. I mean, brother, there's not nothing he don't know. Amen, brother, it wasn't what he foreknew. It's whom he foreknew. He predetermined to make them like his son and set them up as trophies of the grace of Almighty God tonight. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. But he's got a people tonight. Amen. He's got fear not little flock. It ain't these mega churches. Ain't God entertaining a bunch of flesh. Amen. Or formality. Going through the formality. God have mercy. If that's all I have, stay at the house and preach to my wife and sing to my wife and praise him. Amen. I'd rather have two that's got some agreement. Ain't God than a crowd that don't know what they're there for. Amen. That's right, buddy. And I'm telling you, if you're going to follow him, you got to dedicate yourself to follow him. There ain't nothing's going to stop you from following him.
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly right. Amen. I used to preach a lot of church attendance messages. But I figured this out. If people love Jesus, you don't have to preach that.
That's right. You're right, brother.
If people love the brethren, you don't have to preach. You need to come to the assembly, they will.
Yes, sir.
God saved me when I was 24 years old. And I went and visited several meeting places. Ended up at a place that really was liberal to me and didn't really have a lot of favor on me. But God put me there to go through that. The pastor that I had didn't never come here. He never set foot in his place. He told me I need to go to school and learn pulpit manners. You'd probably agree with that too. Amen. But it ain't pulpit manners. It's God. And I got up preaching and I think he got a little fearful because people was liking it and there was some against it. And I knew it was my time to go. And I told the man I went out to visit with on Tuesday night. I said, listen, brother. And thank God he's against me. He wants me to go to college and all that. And I'm not going because God told me not to. I said, but I'm going to have to move on. And I come in on Tuesday night in Granite Quarry. I walked in my house and my wife said, this brother calls you from Westside Baptist Church and his name's Shirley Parker and here's his number. And so I called him, amen. And he said, could you come preach for us Sunday morning? And I said, I can. Amen. It was a delight to know, thank God, somebody wanted me to preach. Amen. And I came and I preached two services and he said, we go to the rest home on Wednesday. And he said, would you go out there? And I said, I'd be glad to. Amen. I got something on my heart. And he said, would you fill in till we get somebody? And I said, I will. Amen. But thank God, God taught. Amen. Knew ahead of time that I was a somebody. Amen. That God wanted. And he got me out of that and put me here. And I'm telling you, praise God. I believe in the workings of the Holy Ghost. I believe it takes God to save a sinner. I believe it takes the workings of God in a man's heart to draw him. And I believe man's going to have to repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll perish. And repentance is still in the Bible. I know a lot of Baptist churches have gone away from preaching repentance. But brethren, listen, every man that preached, preached repentance. They looked through the scripture. They preached it. John the Baptist, Jesus, all the apostles. Paul preached it. Peter preached it. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, John laid on believe a lot. All through the book of John, it's about believing. But brethren, it takes both. It takes a man turning and a man believing. And brethren, listen, I believe, thank God, thank God over 35 years ago. And brethren, I'm still believing tonight, Jonathan. You'd have a right tonight, Jonathan, to doubt me if I was a heretic or if I was an apostate. And I said, I ain't messing with it no more. I'm going back to my old life. Amen. And if I did that and God didn't deal with me and whoop me and deal with my heart, listen, you could say, I don't know if he's got it or not. And if you told me that, I'd say, you have a right to think that. Listen, friend, it ain't me, it's him. He's the only one that's kept me in the road. He's the only one that's kept me in. I could not have kept myself. I'd have done got out. The world's too big for me. It's got a draw on me. But it's him, thank God, that puts that restraint and says, I ain't letting you go so far. And I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to work in you. I called you to follow me, and that's what you're going to do. And in my own mind, I bow it. But I know in my heart, Brother Joe, that's the only life that'll satisfy a man till he leaves here, is to get in and go with God tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. And it ain't about money. It's about the call of God. If you're saved tonight, you got a desire, you they ain't. Listen, I'll tell you this tonight. I've got some things, like everybody else does. Can I tell you this tonight? There is not and never will be anything that'll satisfy you that you can purchase.
That's exactly right.
Brother, I know you like cars. I like a good car myself. But if you could think of the best car you could have tonight, I mean, I don't know what it'd be. But if you got that thing, you'd be one of the happiest old boys in the world. Amen. But thank God about 2 years later, you look out there and you wouldn't be as happy. And then about 5 years later, you look out there and you wouldn't be as happy. And you think, I need another one. Amen. Because he said, the water I give you, you'll never thirst again. You'll never thirst again. Thank God. He told the woman at the well, all she had was a water pot and a little bit of religion. Amen. But listen, amen, when she met the Messiah, she left the water pot. Thank God, she left the water pot. I'm telling you, say, preacher, what's life about? It's about Jesus. Amen. He is life. It's found him tonight, thank God. Amen. To God, get him where he's at. There's few that want to get him. I know this virus has been real somewhat and people's died from it. It's sat in my heart. But brother, you ever thought the devil's trying to stop the church? He can't, the gates of hell won't prevail against it. But brother, listen, you can't shut the church.
That's right.
You can't shut the church. The church is us. Amen. We can gather anywhere we want to. They can't stop it. If they did, thank God me and my wife can meet Sunday morning. Amen. If I had to go to jail, thank God the man with me can meet with me. Amen. That can't stop it. Brother John Bunyan laid in the jail, Brother Hobson. I mean, John Bunyan sat in the jail and they said, please take a license, Daddy. He said, praise God. He said, I got a license. Amen. I ain't being licensed by man. Amen. I ain't giving in that thing. Brother, listen, we've got, it's just sad, Brother Joe. Hey, no wonder we can't change nobody because we under the pressure of men. We're under the pressure of what people think. Amen. Oh, we got to have these papers. You don't have to have them papers. Amen. Listen, friend of the Holy Ghost ordained you. Amen. The priest, you don't have to have a paper to do it. Amen. I think the church has a right and does to agree to your ministry and lay hands on you and send you out to do the will of God. But brother, you don't have to have something hanging on your wall to prove who walks in the office. Amen. Here's my ordination. I was ordained, thank God, a long time before that council ordained me. And I ain't against that, but I'm just saying that we've got so many traditions. Amen. Listen, thank God, Bunyan wouldn't take it, friend. Amen. God, he laid in the prison. And he wrote and he prayed. Amen. Listen. Ain't got. You know why? He was a follower of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. You don't know what you might have to go through if you follow him.
You're right.
I ain't in the system. I don't want to be in the system. I don't want to be ruled. Thank God by the circumstances of that I live. I don't want to be like that, Jonathan. Why am I? We all built to that sometimes. Circumstances around us. Amen. Thank God, if we was really right with God, we'd have about 20 preachers on the street preaching every Saturday. I had a man tell me I can't preach unless I preach in the church pulpit. I said, well, you ain't much of a preacher. I can't preach to the rest of them. I said, well, God have mercy. Why you won't preach to people in here? They ain't got no respect for that. Buddy, I preach a rest home, preach anywhere God opens the door. Amen. God called me to preach. He didn't say Amen. He gave me a place here to preach the word of God and teach people and love people and be the best I can to thank God as a pastor. But the thing of it is, friend, amen, listen, this ain't the only place a man preaches. This ain't a sacred desk, thank God. Amen. It's a sacred God. Amen. This wood ain't got no holiness in it. Thank God the holiness is in us. Amen, brother. I'm glad we got a place. Amen. I know Ezra stood in a pulpit of wood. Amen. But listen, the message is what turned the people. It wasn't where he was standing. Amen. Thank God the standing's in Christ. That's where the standing is. Listen, friend, can I get you to see tonight that everything about us is Christ and we're to follow Christ, and that's why the relationship's such a blessing. Thank God, because we're following him and we have that every day, every minute communion. That causes us to rejoice, amen.
Amen.
That's right. I'm glad I'm married tonight. Relationship's what it's about, folks. I mean, relationship with Jesus, relationship with your spouse. I think that's second in line, really, in my own opinion. I think it is. God said they're one. The body's one. I think the born-again body is in line too right there strongly. Even, you know what I mean? Both of them would be in line. It's about relationship. The church is about relationship. It's not about opinions. It's not about preferences.
Right, right.
It's about relationship. It's about me loving you and you loving me and the Holy Ghost. It's about being knit together, Jonathan. I ought to rejoice the fact that you found the wife that you're going to marry here in February. I rejoice in that. I like her. I've known her a long time. I've said that before. Joel, I've known him. I talked to him Sunday. We had a little talk about it. It was all good, though. Getting married in February, Lord willing, amen. That's a blessing. Thank God. You be the only one ain't married. Don't think about it no time soon. But buddy, before you know it, and you blink the eye, he'll say, you know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. Buddy, I'm telling you, time's so fast, brother, you can't catch it.
You're right.
And you ain't going to reuse it, and you can't bring it back.
No, sir.
Yes. Amen. And he said it right. It's new every morning. Everything's new every morning. I thought about it. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Lord God, we can't say used to follow him. It's not about used to follow him. Amen. Listen, the dead can't praise God. Amen. They might if they're saved around the throne, but not here. They can't praise him. Amen. Our bodies and my friend buried. And listen, hey, God, right now's the day of salvation. Right now's the time, son. Amen. To plug in with God and go with God. Amen. It's time to follow him. Amen. Man. Thank God, if I ask you a question tonight, and I will, who are you a follower of? God have mercy. I told some men, and I ain't going to get too rough, but thank God they ought to sing, where she leads me, I'll follow. Instead of him being the leader of the home, God have mercy. My, praise God, my wife. Amen. We was married. Thank God I got saved. And brother, she saw God and changed me and she got saved. And brother, she knew I was a leader. Amen. God put it that way. I'm not her dictator. Amen. I'm not. Listen, that Sarah did call Abraham Lord. But brother, I'm not looking for that title. Amen. Ain't but one Lord. Amen. And I'm not, listen, friend, I'm her head. The man's the head of the wife. It's Christ the head of the church. But he done it all in love. Ain't it what, my friend, in this, ain't got this rulership. Amen. She ain't a slave. Ain't God, she's my bride. Amen. That's where it's at, thank God. Amen. These men, thank God, ordered their wife around like she's a servant and a slave. They ain't right with God. That's right. Amen. And a man ought to treat her like Jesus treats you. Boy, God told me that one time I was rough on my youngins and I hadn't thought about it. And God said, what if I treated you like that? I said, Lord, I wouldn't even be here. Amen. You got a right to treat your children in discipline if they need it.
Yes,
but there's a right way and a wrong way in everything you do.
Yes, sir,
boy, I read that Proverbs. I read it every day. And he said, be wise in how you handle something. If you don't handle it right, you're mishandling something. Amen. Could cause much grief and much hardship. And brother, and I found this out. Praise God, Brother Kevin. It's just going to him on our knees and saying, God, here it is. I need your wisdom. I need your help. I need your touch. I need to work in my heart before I can distribute it. Lord God, I want to confess my sin. I can't confess theirs. I confess my sin. Amen. And listen, when I find out God, where I'm at and I'm right with him, amen, I might be able to get something out of my eye that I can help somebody else get out of their eye. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I want people to know, praise God, not just to know that I'm a follower, but they ought to know I'm a follower. I remember this. I'm through. I got saved and we had them family reunions then. I always asked somebody when they said they had a family reunion, I said, anybody get in a fight? Amen. I used to like to take a family reunion, praise God. Grandma's bringing chicken and dumplings and pinto beans and everything else. Amen. We had a family reunion. I was saved. My grandpa wasn't saved yet. He come to church here and got saved. And them fellas got in there rough talking, you know. And he said, boys, he said, we're going to have to straighten up our language. He said, Joy, he's a changed man. He's a Christian. That's what he told him. He said, he's religious. That's what he said. Amen. But you know what? If you live for God, if you live for God, amen, they'll know it.
Absolutely.
I ain't too much into putting signs on my car and t-shirts on saying I love Jesus. But I'll tell you what, they ought to be see the manifestation of it in my life.
Right.
You know how they gonna know you love Jesus? Because you do what he did.
That's right. That's
Right.
You know what, that old boy at work there that's going through hard times, and you go up and put your arm on his shoulder and say, I'd like to have prayer with you. And do it with do it from a sincere heart. Now, when you walk off, he'll say,
yeah,
that man's got something in his heart.
Yeah.
Right.
God help us.
That's where it's at.
Yes, sir.
It's affecting people, Brother Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus, you know, brother, we was talking today, and he said, you know, sinners is already condemned. They don't need nobody else to condemn them. But you know, the only people Jesus condemned was religious people. He did. Them people that acted like they had something and what they didn't have nothing. That's who he condemned. And you know what? A church that's like Jesus and following Jesus, amen, they're long suffering. Amen. They love people. He healed people. I can't heal them, but he's got in me the power of God. That he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And he said, we pray that you shall be healed. He said, anoint with oil.
Yes, sir.
Pray with the sick. The prayer of faith shall.
Oh, yeah. My faith.
Shall say, the prayer of faith shall. He said, when the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That means when we pray over people, we believe in God to heal them. That's right. And here's the thing. Jesus knows what's wrong with them.
Oh, he already.
That's right. He knows, praise God.
Yeah.
And Brother Robert Parker took it to tell me not long ago. We was talking about his back situation. He said, I believe God's put this on me to keep me humble. I ain't got no problem with that, because Paul said, I'd rather go through the afflictions that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Remember, he said infirmities, afflictions, and all what Paul said. God allows these. Why did God give me bad eyes? Allowed me to have bad eyes. God didn't give them to me, but he allowed me to have bad eyes. His own purpose. God's never made a mistake and can't make one.
That's right, Andrew.
I'm just the way God wanted me to be. That little old girl right there, she's a sweetie. Amen. She won't come to me much, but she's all right. I like her. Amen. But you know, God made her exactly the way he wanted her. Just exactly the way he wanted her. Just exactly. Do you know God wants to use you, Brother Kevin, exactly the way you are?
Yes, sir.
He don't want you to be nobody else but Brother Kevin. And amen, amen. And all our faults and failures, God says, I'm going to use them. Hey, Brother Joe, and all our faults and failures and all our weaknesses and all our, amen, everything, brother. And listen, he just wants us to be sincere and genuine and be honest and follow him. And brother, he said, if you're going to follow me, you can't go back and bury the dead. If you're going to follow me, you can't go wave goodbye. That's not in the plan. Amen. He said, thank God, if you're going to follow me, it's going to be me and nobody else. Amen. And brother, and I'm telling you, when you get into that, son, you're going to have some hard times. But you're going to be blessed to God. Amen. I thank the Lord for it. How many people, I ain't saying to raise hand. How many people in this church has had family to rise up against them because they didn't like what they was doing?
You're right.
And Jesus said this in the note Matthew's gospel, a Jewish twist. But he said, the foe shall be of them of your own household.
Yes,
what he said. You go up and say, praise God, I'm doing this for God now. And they say, are you crazy? They'll try to straighten you out, and the Holy Ghost done told you what to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you this, when God tells you something, do it and don't look back. Don't second guess it. God says do it and don't look back. Don't say, wonder if we ought to have done this. I've had people say, wonder if we ought to have done this. You better cut the cord on it, son, and not look back and say, God told me to do this, and I ain't looking back. And I ain't second-guessing what God said. I'm going to do what he said. I'm going to follow him. Thank God that I leave here. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand tonight. Amen. Thank God.